With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump hopes the U.S. and Iran can come together in an agreement very quickly. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
When it comes to striking a deal with Iran on its nuclear program, the president said he hopes that can happen over the next month. He said a failure to do so will result in steep consequences.
We have to make a deal, otherwise it's going to be very traumatic. Very traumatic. I don't want that to happen, but we have to make a deal.
The president held White House talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this past week and said he had insisted to the prime minister that negotiations with Iran needed to continue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports what to know about the investigation into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance and the search for clues.
A lot of activity from the FBI and the Pima County Sheriff, but little in the way of official updates in the search for Nancy Guthrie. Friday night, law enforcement blocking off a road 2 miles from the Arizona home of the missing mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. A parade of official vehicles, including forensics, coming and going, even towing a Range Rover from a nearby Culver's restaurant. Guthrie was last seen January 31st when she was dropped at home by family. Meanwhile, authorities continue searching for her. I'm Julie Walker.
The military says it's carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the Caribbean Sea. U.S. Southern Command said Friday on social media that the boat was transiting along known narco-trafficking routes in the Caribbean and was engaged in narco-trafficking operations. The strike killed 3 people. Friday's attack raises the death toll from the Trump administration strikes on drug boats to 133 people in the last 38 attacks carried out since early September in the Caribbean and also in the eastern Pacific Ocean. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A new poll asks moms about churches.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that perform abortions. At the federal level, Congress has also passed a measure prohibiting Medicaid dollars from going to any clinics that perform the procedure. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business and has been receiving millions every year. This is SRN News. Jordan Stolz has won his second speed skating gold medal of the Milan Cortina Olympics. Bob Agnew has more.
Stolz picked up gold number 2 by finishing first in the 500 meters, his second race of the Winter Games, and he pulled it off in an Olympic record time. The 21-year-old from Wisconsin was coming off a victory in Wednesday's 1,000 meters, the first of his 4 scheduled individual events in Milan. He's considered a contender for gold in each of those events. His next race is the men's 1,500 on Thursday. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks steadied after an encouraging update on inflation helped calm a Wall Street that's been racked by worries about how AI may upend the business world. The S&P 500 barely budged Friday, a day after it had tumbled to one of the world's worst losses since Thanksgiving. The Dow rose 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.2% in trading at the closing bell on Friday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.